Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a breaker roll with minimal CPU load enabled in Live 12, and we're aiming for that jungle, old-school DNB kind of energy. So think tension, movement, and attitude, without stacking a million drums and wrecking your project. A breaker roll is basically a drum energy ramp. It's the thing that makes a section feel like it's spinning up toward a drop. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the drums are carrying so much of the momentum. A good roll can make a drop feel bigger, a switch-up feel sharper, and a 16-bar phrase feel like it's actually going somewhere. And the nice part is, you do not need a huge, CPU-heavy setup to make it work. We're going to keep this lean, musical, and beginner-friendly. First, choose one solid break, just one. That's the whole mindset here. If you start with a great source loop, you can do a lot with simple edits. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, and if it needs tempo matching, make sure warp is enabled so it locks to your project tempo. For this style, around 160 to 174 BPM is the classic zone. If your break already has swing, ghost notes, and a bit of character, even better. That's what gives you the jungle feel. You do not want something too sterile here. The charm is in the groove. Now trim the clip cleanly in clip view so it loops without clicks. If you want more control later, you can right-click and use slice to new MIDI track. That's a great low CPU move, because Ableton turns one break into a drum rack, so you're reusing the same sample instead of loading multiple loops. If you stay in auto, that works too. You can duplicate the clip and cut it into smaller regions in arrangement view. The key is not to overchop. A lot of beginners think more slices means more power, but for a break roll, 3 to 6 useful pieces is usually enough. Keep it focused. What are those useful pieces? You're mainly looking for the kick, the snare, a ghost note section, and maybe a short tail or accent. In jungle and old school DNB, the snare often becomes the anchor of the whole roll. So instead of starting with random tiny notes everywhere, build around the snare. Here's a simple idea. Put your main snare on the backbeat, then add a couple of quicker repeats in the last half beat or last beat, before the drop. That extra burst of snare energy is what creates the lift. You can think of it like the drum pattern is leaning forward into the next section. A really common beginner-friendly shape is this. The main snare lands normally, then the last half of the bar gets busier with two quick repeats, and then there's one final accented hit right before the drop. That last hit is important. It gives the listener a clear sense of arrival. If you're using a drum rack, velocity is your best friend. Main hits can be strong, somewhere around 100 to 127, while repeat hits should be lower, maybe 55 to 90. Ghost notes should stay softer still, maybe 25 to 50. That difference in velocity is what keeps the roll sounding musical instead of robotic. Now add ghost notes. These are the tiny little hits that sit under the main accents and give the rhythm some breathing room. In DNB, a little movement goes a long way. You don't need to fill every subdivision. In fact, the groove usually gets better when you leave a bit of space right before the busiest part. Try adding just one or two ghost notes before the final snare. You can do this in MIDI, or if you're working with audio slices, duplicate a tiny slice of the break and place it slightly earlier or later. You can even nudge a hit by 5 to 20 milliseconds if the groove feels too stiff. Very small timing changes can make a huge difference in jungle-style drums. If the break feels too rigid, use a light groove pull setting. Don't overdo it. Just enough swing to keep it alive. At this stage, you should be thinking in energy ramps, not fills. Start sparse, then increase note density only near the end. That is what makes the roll feel intentional. It's not just random drum activity. It's pressure building toward a goal. Now let's keep the processing light. We want the roll to hit, but we do not want to destroy the CPU or smear the transients. A simple stock device chain works beautifully here. Start with EQ8. High pass the low rumble if needed, maybe around 30 to 45 Hz. If the snare sounds boxy, you can dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. Next, add drum bus. A little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, can help glue the break together and add punch. If you need a touch of extra edge, use a little crunch, but do not overcook it. You want attitude, not fizz. Then saturator can add a bit of grit. Even 1 to 4 dB of drive can be enough. If the clip peaks too sharply, soft clip can help tame it. Again, small moves are the secret. Utility is useful too. If the break feels too wide, narrow it slightly. And if there's any low-end rumble inside the sample, keep that under control so it does not fight the sub. That's the big rule here. Do not overprocess the drums. A break roll needs to cut through the mix, but the bass still has to own the low end when the drop lands. Now let's make the role move over time with automation. This is where the section becomes a proper transition instead of just a loop. You can automate an auto-filter cutoff so it opens slowly over one or two bars. For example, start low and gradually open it up, maybe from around 200 Hz up to 10 kHz. That rising motion gives the impression that the energy is unfolding. You can also automate drum bus drive a little higher toward the end, or add a tiny reverb send only on the final hit. Even a small gain lift, like plus 1 or 2 dB in the last half bar, can help the roll feel like it's pushing forward before it drops back into the main groove. And if you want that classic jungle transition vibe, try a short reverse hit or a filtered noise swell. Keep it simple. One good transition element is usually better than five that clutter the mix. A good arrangement idea is to make the last bar busier than the first half of the roll. That way the listener feels the drums accelerating. You can also do call and response, where one bar is denser and the next bar is a little more open. That gives movement without needing a whole new pattern. Once the roll works, check it in context with the bass line. This part matters a lot indeed, NB. A roll that sounds great by itself can clash badly once the bass enters. Ask yourself a few things while listening. Is the snare still clear? Does the sub disappear when the roll gets busy? Is the roll fighting the res or bass midrange? And does the drop feel bigger because of the roll? If the answer to any of those is no, simplify. Reduce low frequencies in the break. Keep the sub mono with utility. Maybe strip the bass line down in the last bar before the drop, so the drum roll has room to breathe. Then let the bass return hard on the downbeat. That contrast is what makes the drop slam. For a more underground or darker feel, you can add a tiny short room reverb on just the final hit, or use a subtle low-pass filter, so the roll tightens into the drop and then opens on impact. Small details like that are very effective. And here's a really useful beginner tip. Once the roll feels good, resample it to audio. That saves CPU, and it also helps you stop endlessly tweaking MIDI. If it's working, print it and keep moving. Before you finish, loop the roll twice and listen at a lower volume. If it still feels urgent when quiet, the rhythm is strong. If it only works loud, it may be too dependent on processing. So the big takeaway is this. A strong break roll in Ableton Live 12 does not come from overload. It comes from a good break, smart chopping, snare lead density, ghost notes, light stock device processing, and a little automation. That's the recipe. If you want to practice this properly, build a one-bar roll from one break sample. Use no more than one extra layer, and make two versions, one subtle, one more aggressive. Then compare them in the full track and choose the one that best supports the drop. Keep it tight, keep it grooving, and let the tension do the work. That's the jungle mindset.